Title: Darkside Ableton Live 12 Call and Response Riff Playbook for Smoky Warehouse Vibes for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a Darkside Call and Response Riff System in Ableton Live 12 that sits inside a jungle break like it was born there. Smoky Warehouse energy, tense and hypnotic, but still functional. DJ-friendly phrasing, proper space for the drums, and a riff you can reuse in future tunes like a template. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar loop where the break is doing the heavy lifting, the sub is stable and scary, and the mid-riff is having an actual conversation. Call, response, call, response, not a non-stop melody. More like short statements in the fog. First, set your tempo. Anywhere from 165 to 172 is home base. I'm going to say 170 BPM as a solid default. Now track setup. Create 5 tracks. A drum track for the break. Auto is fine. A MIDI track for sub bass. A MIDI track for the mid bass or riff. This is where call and response lies. An Atmos track for pads, noise, room tone, whatever gives you air. And an FX track for risers, impacts, vinyl hits, all that scene setting stuff. Optional, but very authentic. Use groove. Just don't wreck your transients. Open the groove pool, pick an MPC style swing and apply it gently. 10 to 20% is plenty, and here's the key. Put groove on hats and ghost notes, not on the main kick hits. If you swing the wrong stuff, the break loses authority. Now we build the pocket, the breakbeat foundation. You can load a classic break, Amen-ish or Think-ish, and drop it into simpler. Then slice to a new MIDI track. Transience is usually the vibe, because it respects the original drummer. But if you want strict grid control, slice on 1/16. Once it's sliced, program a pattern that's energetic but has gaps. Those gaps are not mistakes. Those gaps are where your riffs speak. If the break is wall-to-wall, your riffs will feel like they're fighting for oxygen. Let's process the break with a stock chain that hits hard without turning into a noisy mess. EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to kill rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8, crunch maybe 5 to 15%. Boom is optional. Keep it conservative because we're going to respect the sub. Then saturator, soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Cool. Now the sub. Simple, stable, scary. Create a MIDI track. Load operator. Oscillator on sine. Keep it clean. If you want to hint more presence without leaving sub territory, add oscillator B at a very low level. Also sine. And to tune it just a few cents, 3 to 7 cents is plenty. We're not making a chorus space, we're adding a tiny bit of life. Sub chain. EQ 8. Low pass around 90 to 120 so it stays in its lane. Then a compressor with side chain from the drums. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. You want 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. And you want it to breathe with the groove. Then utility. Make sure the low end is mono. Keep the subs level sensible. Premaster, I like seating it peak roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB depending on the tune. The point is, don't pin your meters and then wonder why the mix is stressed. For the sub MIDI, think long notes. Follow the root notes of your riff idea, but simpler. Maybe add the occasional 8-note pickup into a new bar. The sub is the floor. It doesn't need to do Parker. Now the musical language, dark scale choices and warehouse rules. Pick something like F minor or G minor. Very classic ranges for weight. Then, here's your dark side seasoning. Stay mostly natural minor, but occasionally borrow the flat second for that Phrygian sting, or use a raised seventh for harmonic minor tension. You're basically telling the listener, everything is fine, and then you give them one note that says, actually, it's not. Here's the core rule for this whole lesson. Call equals identity plus space. Response equals tension plus movement. The drums are the main character. The riff is a masked figure appearing between the snare hits. Let's make the call riff. On your mid bass or riff track, load Waveatable. Dart with a controlled resish setup. Oscillator 1. Saw. Oscillator 2. Saw. Slightly detuned. Unison. 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount low. We want thickness, not blurry supersaw. Filter. LP24. Add a little drive. Then set an envelope to the filter with a pluck shape. Fast attack. Medium decay. That gives you a talking bite without needing huge volume. Now build the device chain. Waveatable into saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then auto filter, LP12 or LP24, and map the cutoff to a macro later. Then AQ8, high pass around 120 to 100 AHC, because the saw bones below that. If it gets harsh, notch gently around 2 to 4K. Optional chorus ensemble for width, but subtle. Warehouse, not trance. Then utility for width control, maybe 80 to 120%. If you go too wide, it'll vanish in mono, and warehouse systems do not care about your stereo image. Now the actual call rhythm. Think like you're answering the snare, not like you're playing a lead line. A simple two bar idea is enough. Keep it around F2 to C3, midrange where it reads through the mix without eating the sub. Try hits on the downbeat, then a couple syncopations that feel like they bounce around the break. Short stabs mixed with a slightly longer hold at the end of a phrase works well. Teacher tip. Shape it with note length and velocity. Don't leave everything the same length at the same velocity. Jungle lives in the smaller movements. Now the response riff. The shadow voice. Duplicate your call clip. Now rewrite it so it starts later, usually after the snare, and it ends lower, resolved, like it's closing the sentence. Here's a response recipe that basically never fails in this style. Take the last note of your call. Approach it from one semitone above, then fall into it. That chromatic drop is instant menace. Then on the last beat of the second bar, do an octave drop or a minor third drop pack toward the root. That's your door slamming moment. Also, make the response sound slightly different, even if it's the same instrument. Turn up filter drive a bit, or change the filter slope, or add a tiny bit of redux. Tiny. Downsample just enough to get grit. Bit reduction minimal. We're aiming for old sampler shadow. Not everything is broken. Now let's make this a playbook. Performance ready macros in Live 12. Group your riff devices into an instrument rack, or at least group the effects. Then create macros like this. Macro 1 is cutoff. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 2 is grit. Map to saturate or drive. And optionally a little redux mix if you're using it. Macro 3 is talk. Map to the filter envelope amount in wavitable. Macro 4 is width. Map to utility width, but limit the range so it never gets silly. Macro 5 is reverb send, so you can throw phrases into the fog without drowning the whole line. Set up 2 return tracks for warehouse sauce. Return A is reverb, hybrid reverb on a plate or hall, decay 2 to 4 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and darken it with a high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. After the reverb, put EQ8 and high pass aggressively around 200 to 400 Hz. That keeps the low end clean. Return beat is delay. Echo on 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Filter it dark. Feedback around 15 to 35%. The delay should feel like a car door, not like a pop vocal effect. Important rule. Reverb is for mids and highs, not for your sub. If your sub is in the reverb, your mix turns into mud instantly. Now arrange the conversation around the drums. We're doing a 16-bar blueprint that moves but still loops clean. Bars 1 to 4. Call for bars 1 and 2. Response for bars 3 and 4. Keep it restrained. A little filtered. Establish the mood. Bars 5 to 8. Repeat, but raise the talk macro a touch. Maybe slightly brighter or more bite. And add a tiny fill. Tiny means one extra stab, not a new melody. Bars 9 to 12. Add a second layer very lightly. A short stab. A horn hit, or a noise phrase on the loft beats. Think jungle collage, little bits that feel sampled, not overcomposed. Bars 13 to 16, reduce. Drop the call for half a bar so the response hits harder. Then pull out elements for a DJ-friendly transition. Automation that screams dark side. Slowly open the filter cutoff over 8 bars. Increase saturation drive slightly in the last 2 bars of a phrase. And use mute gaps. 1/8 or 1/4 silence right before a snare can feel massive. Silence is a weapon in this genre. Now tighten it so it bangs. Sidechain and frequency discipline. Sidechain the mid riff lightly from the drums, or at least from the kick transient in the break. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 50 to 120 ms, and keep the reduction subtle, like 1 to 3 dB. This is groove glue, not EDM pumping. Mix priorities, classic DNB mindset. Subones 30 to 90 Hz. Kick and snare need their punch and snap. Riff mids, roughly 150 Hz to 2K Hz, are character, but don't clog that zone. Highs are hats and room, and you can keep it dark by gently low-passing top elements if it gets too shiny. Now, a few coach notes to level this up. Treat the riff like a DJ, not a pianist. In Dark Side Jungle, the riff appears, says something, then disappears. If it feels constant, remove one or two notes per bar on purpose. Let the delay and reverb tails imply continuity. Lock to the snare, not the kick. A lot of swagger is the response starting after the snare, but ending before the next one so it doesn't smear the transient. Micro timing is a secret sauce. Nudge call notes a few milliseconds early, so they feel urgent, and nudge response notes a few milliseconds late so they feel lazy. Now it's truly a conversation. And use velocity like distance. Map velocity to filter brightness or envelope amount so the call feels closer and the response feels farther away, without adding more reverb. Common mistakes to avoid. If the riff is too busy, it fights the break. Simplify the call and let the response carry the movement. If call and response don't contrast, change rhythm and either octave or tone. If sub and mid overlap, high pass the mid at 120 to 180 and keep sub mono. If you drown lows in reverb, high pass the return at 200 to 400. And if everything is perfectly on grid, it'll feel stiff. Use groove on hats and ghosts, and manually nudge a couple riff notes. Want a couple advanced variations once the main loop is working? Try a 3-bar call and a 1-bar response. The imbalance keeps the 16 from feeling looped. Or do call and response with the same notes but different octaves. Call mid, response 1 octave down, then add 1 quick high sting note at the end to reset the listener's attention. Or use the tritone fake out. In F minor, touch a B natural briefly in the response, then resolve immediately. It's a classic scary moment. Back to safety move.